Hello again, GWA. This is Shadow Obsidian, and today I am going to be doing the Tales from the Script questionnaire by, I don't want to pronounce this wrong, but I'm probably going to, Erin Irong? Or something like that. I am so sorry, sweetheart. I don't mean to mispronounce your name, but I probably just butchered it. Anywho, getting right into it. Tales from the Script. Question 1. What made you start writing scripts? Do you have you done any sort of other writing in the past? I have done quite a bit of writing in my past. Writing is something that I greatly enjoy doing. I have competed with my writing. I have been writing poetry and short stories for over 10 years now, and I have won a few awards, not many, not to toot my own horn or anything. Start writing scripts. I wanted to be a part of this community, and I wasn't yet brave enough to actually put my voice out there. So I'm like, hey, I have these ideas. I think they might be cool. I think people might want to try them. So let's see how they do this, and let's make it happen. So, yeah. That, I say so yeah a lot in all of these, and I am so sorry. Question 2. Where do you get your ideas? Oh, hon, that's not a broad question. I usually, at the beginning, I had a abundance of my own ideas, and I still kind of do, but I find that I write scripts differently than other people. What I do is I have my idea for my general plot, like his first time or the personal fitness one that I really wish I'd get a lot more attention. Anywho, what happens is I think up two to three key lines for that plot. And I work around those. I build off of those. So I get my ideas from my own demented, twisted, perverted little mind. And I have an open request post on my subreddit. So shameless plug. If you feel like sending me some ideas, put them there. And yeah. 3. Do you read erotic fiction? Any favorites? Yes, I do. I read pretty much anything by the author Hannah Howell, or anything by Jacqueline Frank. I have a large number of online stories that I like to read. And yes, I very much love my smut. I absolutely adore my smut. So, lots of favorites, lots of reading. And question 4. Who is your favorite real-life author? Go ahead, pick a few. I hate picking one favorite. As I just said, Hannah Howell, Jacqueline Frank, Jim Butcher is one of my favorites, Edgar Allan Poe, Katherine Anderson, R.A. Salvatore, there are probably a bunch of, Jim Davis, because Garfield is awesome, and there are probably a bunch of others, but, yeah, that's about it for now. If I think of any more, I might drop them in. Question 5. Can you think of a particular sex or romantic scene from literature, or maybe a movie or other medium, that you really enjoyed? What made it so damn hot? Maybe it's not even the sex scene. Maybe it's just the scene with lots of wonderful tension that you really wish turned into a sex scene. Excuse me. I really liked the scene from What's Your Number when they got back from the basketball court and jumping in the harbor. I greatly enjoyed that. If Chris Evans ever came into my life and looked at me like that, I'd just whoosh! There go my panties. And that was really loud. I'm sorry. And The sex scene from Crimson Peak, the one at the lodge, that was marvelous. So, yes, those two. Question six. Do you have a writing ritual? When, where do you write? Do you drink something while writing, listen to music, etc.? I have a really bad ritual. I sit down, I open like five different tabs on my browser. I open my word processor and I write maybe two lines before I jump onto the internet and peruse nothing for like 15 minutes. And then I go back and I write two more lines. And writing a script takes me all day, even if I am inspired. But I usually just have water with me. I type in my chair in my room. I don't listen to music because it distracts me. It's also difficult to talk to other people while I'm writing, unless I'm trying to bounce ideas off of them. Oh, excuse me. So, not many rituals because I have horrible writing technique. Seven. How long does it generally take you to write a script? Pretty much all day. Because it's two lines, then 15 minutes doing other things, and two lines, and it's horrible. I know it's horrible. But I can usually churn out a script a day if I'm feeling particularly inspired. The one I'm currently working on is kicking my ass. So, been on that one for about 2 days. But yeah, all of my other scripts, even my longest one, my dragon script, didn't take me any longer than a day. So, when I write, I usually write pretty well. Eight. Do you work on multiple scripts at the same time, or do you have to finish one before you can start another? I have to finish one. I can't work on multiple scripts because I have to be able to keep the continuity of the plot and the story and the smut. And if I'm jumping back and forth between them, it gets really confusing and really hard. And I very much have a one-track mind when it comes to porn. So I can only work on one at a time, and then I'll finish it and maybe jump right into the next one. Or I'll save it for another day, but I can never work on more than one at a time. It's like with reading books, it has to be one. Nine. Do you have a script you really want to write but are having trouble finishing or even? Yes. Yes, I am. I want to write it so bad because I think it would be freaking awesome, but I just can't figure out how it would work. Because, oh, this idea has been brewing in my head since the day I started on GWA, but all of the others came first and they actually fleshed themselves out inside my brain, which this one refuses to do. But yeah, it's there. I'm gonna do it. Just you watch, it'll happen. 10. What is the hardest part of script writing for you? Getting the length right. I find that a lot of my scripts tend to be a bit more on the wordy side, so they get a little bit long. Ugh, as I'm making noise, whatever. And I try very hard to keep them from getting wordy and verbose, so I try to keep my script somewhere around the 4 to 5 page length with double spacing between each line, and that works out pretty well, because my longest one, my dragon one, is like 10 pages long. And only one person's done that one so far, mainly because it requires a lot of editing, but tangent. Just trying to keep it from getting uber, uber flowery and prosy and actually stick to the story and get to the smut and make it something that someone would enjoy reading and listening to. 11. How do you deal with writer's block? I don't. I am completely subject to its whims. If I don't feel like writing, I don't write. If I try to force myself to write during writer's block, everything I write is absolute shit. So I bow to the whims of my muse, and I just, yeah, I'm writer's block's bitch. What's your editing process like? Do you find it hard to tell when a script is done? Truth be told, I don't really do a lot of editing. As soon as I put the final line in a script, I will read through it really quickly for any like grammatical and punctuation mistakes. But my first draft is usually my final draft because I take so long to write scripts that I'm able to actually think on which words are good and which ones aren't during the entire process. So I don't really edit all that much, and it's pretty easy for me to tell when a script is done. Not many of my scripts go on and on and on and on. It's just some semblance of plot, smut, 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 climax, cuddle scene. Pretty much is what it all is. And that works for people. So don't have a lot of issue finding out when a script is done, and I don't do a lot of editing, as horrible as that sounds. 13. Do you prefer writing for a male or female voice? For a dom or a sub voice? Do you find any of these more difficult to write than others? Why? I tend to write more male for female for some reason, and that comes very easily to me. But I do write all different pairings and from all different viewpoints, and all of them are fairly easy for me to understand and get into the mindset for. The only thing I have real difficulty writing is darker themes, like rape and fear play, and I just finished a script with all of that in it, so I'm kind of being hypocritical here, but any kind of persona, any kind of mindset or mental space I can usually get into and write from pretty easily. It's just the darker stuff that trips me up a little bit, but I had to write it. It was a request. 14. Have you ever written a script and then decided not to post it? If so, why? I have not. Everything I have written, I have posted. I don't keep that stuff to myself. And if you don't like my writing, you don't like my writing. You don't have to read it. You don't have to listen to it. But apparently, for some damn reason, people do like my writing, and they like reading it, and they like listening to it. So all of the scripts that I have written, I have posted. I have nothing sitting in my folder gathering dust. 15. Tell us about a script, or even just a line on GWA that you heard or read and went, damn, I wish I'd written that. I don't really have one, because everything I wish I had written, I pretty much have. I try very, very hard not to project myself onto other people's writings or have them project onto mine. I try very, very hard to keep my stuff original and not infringing on other people's writing styles. And so everything that I've listened to or read, I'm like, yeah, that's really good. But my writing is my writing, and I don't wish I could write like anyone else, because if I wrote like someone else, it wouldn't be mine. I feel like this is incredibly boring. 16. Do you think you have a catchphrase, as in a line or action you end up using frequently in your scripts? The only thing I can think of is I tend to stick to maybe two or three pet names throughout a script. That's about it. I'm sure someone else who has looked at most of my work can tell me, like, oh, you do this, 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 and this a lot. But, I mainly think it's the pet names. I pick, like, two or three pet names that fit the, scenario, and I stick to them, and I think that's pretty much about the only thing. 17. Titles. How do you come up with them? Teach me, please. I don't know. I think I kind of go more, that's where I let my prosy flowery bit come out, so that's when I get poetical and abstract and stuff, because my knife play script is Blade's Edge, and my BHM scripts are Look at Me and Let Me See, and that's where I let my poetic side come out, and I think it's fun, because you have to be literal to a point in scripts. You can't exactly go off all flowery and prosy in the middle of sex, unless that is the actual context of the script. But I let my poetic side run free during the titling. 18. Are there any words you dislike? Ditto tags. It doesn't even have to be an idea you dislike. Example, I personally detest the word tag cream pie, even though I really like what the idea represents. The only thing I can think of is clinical words like penis and vagina and all of that, and obviously things that trigger me like rape and fear play and coercion and consensual non-consent, those kind of things. I greatly dislike those things, but clinical or just over the top silly like one-eyed yogurt slinger or whatever. I have no idea where that came from. But yeah, just those clinical or over the top or just plain out triggering. 19. Do you spell it cum cum or cum come? Come, because that is the proper way. Cum, cum, is cum, like addition to, like summa cum laude or office cum living room. And it just, once you know the actual meaning of the word, it kind of loses all sexiness. 20. Has a performer ever done something you weren't expecting in an improv section or just with a tone in one of your scripts? Tell us about that. Not really, I don't think. I leave a lot of space for interpretation in my scripts. I give complete freedom to change or edit a story, however the performer feels comfortable. And my scripts are very much just guidelines at best. It's like, yeah, here's an idea, here's something you can work off of, go crazy. So, not really. 21. Have you ever been surprised by a reaction to a script or its performance? How so? Yes! Actually, yes. I wrote a script for Cora and Asami. Little Cora, she's adorable. And her performance of it got gilded. I did not expect that. I'm like, wow. And then she turned around and gilded my script. Which was surprising to say the least. I was not expecting that. And Eva Sex, she did a rendition of my Say I Am Beautiful script. That was she titled it You Are Gorgeous, and that was what first started me on my BHM writing kick. And that got such wonderful, welcoming responses, and I'm like, if this is what happens with a altered script, what would happen if I created a script specifically for this? And that was how Let Me See got created, and that was wonderfully welcomed as well, especially when Come Hungry Princess performed it. So to get such welcome from that, especially since Say I Am Beautiful was my very first script that I posted, and it got picked up by two big names in the first day. That was wonderful. So, yeah. 22. Do you write with a spec with specific voices in mind? Have you ever gotten up the nerve to ask one of those voices to do one of your scripts? I have written two scripts with specific people in mind, and one of them was at the request of that person, so I didn't have to ask. They wanted it. But the first one, no, I never did, mainly because he's inactive, which is heartbreaking to me because I greatly enjoy listening to him and I hope he comes back. Excuse me. Starting to lose my voice. Oh my. But I think a lot of voices out there would be wonderful pairings for my scripts, but I will probably never get up the nerve to ask any of them because shy butt is shy. I am very socially awkward, and they're all kind of larger than life at this point, and I'm just still a little nobody. Oh my goodness, excuse me. So, no, I haven't asked anyone yet. 23. When you write, do you tend to self-insert as the listener or the speaker, or neither? I don't self-insert into my scripts. I find that sways the story just a bit too much. I try very hard to keep an outside perspective, even if I can get into the headspace of the performer, so to speak. So I keep a distance while still emoting, I guess. That sounds weird. But no, I don't self-insert as anything. 24. You get to actually live out one of your scripts in real life. Which one do you pick? Why? Ooh. I'm a hopeless romantic at heart, so it would be Say I Am Beautiful, Flower Petals, or Dova Zarumik, my dragon script, because fuck yeah, fucking dragons. But I am a hopeless romantic. I want roses and candlelight and sweet music, and so I would choose my more romantic scripts because I'm hopeless that way. 24. If the answer to no 25. If the answer to 24 isn't also your favorite script, what is your favorite script? Why? Pretty please link the answers to both 24 and 25 in your post. My favorite script? Huh. I don't. One of my favorite scripts that I've written is Becoming Kitten, because it's so soft and sweet and understanding, and it works for all points of view, whether you're a guy with a girlfriend or a guy with a boyfriend, or vice versa, girl with a boyfriend, girl with a girlfriend, and it can be read from any point, and the feeling is always the same. So that's one of my favorites. Say I Am Beautiful will always hold a special place in my heart because it was my very first. And for 24, I just thought of another one. At My Altar would be a lovely one to get acted out, I think. That one would be fun. And that's also one of my favorites. So all of my scripts are almost all of my favorites because they're my babies. And I love them dearly, and I hope they get lots and lots of love from you guys. But yeah, I will link those in the post. And that is the end of Tales from the Script. Thank you, Erin Irung, for posting these questions, and thank you for letting me answer them. And I hope to talk to y'all again soon. Bye.